Right, good afternoon this time, and it's Rory, Mia MVP lead, bringing you, well, the Three Musketeers, I would call them, so it's going to hurt me when I leave here. So we've got Zaid on my right here, we've got Hank and we've got Vili. And they're a part of the communities here in South Africa, dealing with, well, community stuff, and typically SA Architect. So we've got a broad audience here. We've got Vili as an MVP, we've got Hank that's into the open source arena, a lot of Linux and Little Penguin. And we've got Zaid here that's into the Microsoft technologies and driving that technology out. So what we're going to talk about today is academia. And we're going to talk around the involvement of communities into academia and the state of academia in South Africa. So I think let me start off with you, Vili. We've experienced a lot of challenges and interesting things in academics in the state, where in South Africa, where industry and academia have become out of alignment. And the community space kind of just being there. What are your feelings up until before we get into your engagement levels of the space, of the disjointedness between academia, industry, and the technical communities?
Thanks, Rory. What we found in the business world, we work for a software development company using a lot of technologies like open source, Linux, Microsoft. We're in the Microsoft world as well. What we find is the academia has become very purist. It's either they teach Java or they teach Microsoft technologies. They don't really gel with the real business world anymore. So a lot of students or graduates that join an organization like a software company, they actually do not feel at home. They're not productive from day one. So that's really what we want to address in the academia, is to prepare them for the real life.
Oh, great. Now, I know that part of the MVP program, you were initiating and you drove a new initiative, which was an interoperability event. It was actually run in Microsoft, where we actually had open source in the building for a change. And that was very successful, and you people took it to the academic world, to two of our key universities. Hank, I think, would you be able to give a bit of a feedback on how it went down from both an outside view and a Microsoft view, and the engagement and the feelings universities gave you towards you guys?
Well, yeah, I think it was very interesting. The reaction was very interesting because we gave the interop that we gave here at TechEd, we showed them the interoperability of TFS and Team Prize and so on. What really struck me from the universities is the responsiveness from the students, the questions they asked us. It was very good questions. They really enjoyed it, and even the professor said, you know, please come back, please do this. Because I also feel, you know, being a technicon and everything, you come out of a technicon, you don't have a real idea of what's waiting out there for you. And I think the interoperability, what we're trying to say to the students is, yes, there's the Linux side and there's the Microsoft side, but at the end of the day, it's not up to you, it's up your business decides what you will use. And they're very open-minded and they're very pro for it, and I think that's the message we want to give to them, is, you know, you're going to live in both worlds, so get ready for both worlds.
To say, I believe you traveled to Cape Town and then up to Rhodes with this whole thing. You spoke to various people, and there was a lot of feedback. Microsoft as well, I believe, received a lot of feedback. Mm-hmm. Plans for taking this show further? Are we looking at bringing this into other universities and going and showing this interop event? Are you looking at maybe engaging with universities to become part of it? Plans on this in the future?
There's quite a few institutions in South Africa. We've targeted two so far. There's been interest from the Durban University, which made contact with the people here at TechEd. We're looking at getting into the University of Johannesburg, as well as the other institutions. So, yes, there is a drive to take it further, because the institutions have heard about this drive that we're taking this message out to the students out there, to say that there's not just Microsoft, but Microsoft and the Linux, and they can work together. So, yes.
I saw today we had at TechEd South Africa for the first time, well, not really the first time, but really in abundance, a lot of students come through. So I spoke to the academic manager, And he said they had about 650 students come to the show today, which I think is really great. And a lot of them spent time at your community lounge, just briefly, engaging with the MVPs, engaging with community leaders. Do you see that that helps? Do you think that's actually a great initiative, is bringing academia into events like this? And I think, Zaid, your answer on that?
Well, I think exposing the students to the IT world brings them down a little bit and shows them, you know, if you do IT at university, you work very hard, but it's a different world out there when you go start working. And I think the great thing about this is putting them in touch with people that's working every day of their lives and passionate people, so they can see what's out there. I think the passion of the MVPs, the message gets across to the university students.
I picked that up as well when I was chatting to a few of them. So that'll lead me on. I think I'll give the next question to a fellow MVP over there. This initiative you did, which has kicked off a whole academic wave, has grown, and I know that you were asked to put quite a substantial proposal together to help the universities build a backbone on multi-platform supported through Lifecycle. And one of the things you initiated was extending it to the rest of the world. And I believe we've got MVPs from the world jumping on to help you with this proposal. Could you tell me a little bit about that and how you believe that would help sort of bring the academic world out in South Africa?
Yeah, what we're busy doing is we're creating a proposal for the universities in South Africa to install, configure, and use products like TFS and Team Prize to interop with Java effectively from day one. Because what we found in our visits is they're all using the stuff, but they don't really know how it works. So the proposal we put together is for the MVPs in South Africa, and as you said, is we've invited MVPs all around the world, and we've got responses from the UK, from Kuwait in particular. These guys are really tremendous. Where they've helped us with the proposal. We've even had queries from South America. South Africa, how are you doing this? We would like to do the same. So what we're doing is we're putting the proposal together to put the infrastructure in place, and then for the community leads and also MVPs to go back to the universities, run boot camps. We'll run boot camps. We'll show the students how to install, how to use the products effectively, so they actually get value from it. And yes, we're extending it to the rest of the world. The MVPs are great. As we're a very small world when it comes to the MVPs. They help all over the place. And yeah, we want a happy family.
That's great. So when I look at this and you're talking around extending it and getting involved in universities, it looks like it's not just the responsibility of the communities. And it's great to see the communities initiating it. Because sometimes business, we get a little bit tied up in fancy words. Now, Zaid, can you give me a feeling or just advice out there? That if you're a company and you have a leg to look into academia, what would your advice be to them around coming on board, getting involved with the community, the value to do this for the country? What would you put out there as a message?
I'm actually quite glad that this whole academia thing is taking off. Specifically take example for me, when I came out of college, I did a computer science diploma. I went out there looking for work and they wanted working experience. Now you come out of varsity, you don't have any working experience, especially in the programming field. So, you know what, the companies need to get out there, exactly what the communities are doing, or get involved with the community. You know, maybe the HR from the different companies, get involved with the community and also take the message out there to say, you know what, we start a learnership program within your company. You know, bring them on board, bring learnership into the equation.
Lovely. I think we've seen some amazing initiatives driven by the academics, driven by the communities, driven by MVPs. We know Microsoft has a great MVP program. They now have a Microsoft student program where students can step up and drive out smaller communities within the universities. Would you be looking at engaging that model into your system? Do you think that's value, to bring that in, to let communities live inside a university that can share knowledge? And also from across platforms. So I think I'm going to focus on Zaid. If you can just give me your feelings around the students being able to pick up on multi-technology communities and assist in terms of driving back into the business?
What I would like to see, and I think it's maybe lacking a little bit at the universities, is open-mindedness. When we're younger, we tend to be a little bit more radical. Mm-hmm. So you're either in the left camp or the right camp, and there's a big wall in between. And what we should teach at the universities, and what the professors, the lecturers, should also teach is open-mindedness, and they should show a certain degree of tolerance towards other technologies. That's the one thing I picked up at the universities. There's camps sometimes, and I think it's also the responsibility of the lecturers and professors to also teach open-mindedness and acceptance of other technologies. And I think the community should also, we should get involved in that to teach them and tell them that as a business going out, getting business from, say, banks and everywhere else, you don't tell your client what to run. You help them make their diverse technologies work together. And that's, I think, the message we would like to get over into the universities about the diverse technologies that's out there and how they have to work together.
So I think for me, it's just one more angle. I'm going to pass over to Lily there. And I think there's a lot of people, and we have a lot of people here today. We have over 2,000 people floating around the halls, many of which might be watching the show. And many might have children, many might have people, kids going to school, going to universities, and many might be lecturers and professors. If you were to give them a message in terms of the way forward, in terms of getting involved, what would that be, really?
Well, as Hank said, is the message going forward is open-mindedness and tolerance and the quest for other knowledge as well in terms of technologies. For students going forward is reach out, speak to the MVPs, speak to the communities in South Africa and worldwide, is make contacts with the community leads, and we're here to help. We'll get involved as much as we can, but they obviously, I think, have to do the first step, because that's where the tolerance and the kind of exploration comes from, is they need to be willing to want to actually learn something different. So that's the message, is get in touch with the vendors, with the community leads, with the MVPs. We're all here to help.
Oh, thank you very much. And there you have it. First step, get out there. Make it happen. Get involved with universities. Get all of your vendors, whether it be Microsoft or the likes. Engage. And I think you guys are doing some fantastic work. And it's time that the people out there got involved. So thank you and congratulations. And to everyone out there, take that first step.